The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
The government will be making an official statement at 6 o'clock, but our firm understanding at this stage is that level three restrictions are to be imposed on Dublin from midnight tonight. And there are going to be additional restrictions as well. The banning of indoor dining at pubs, cafes and restaurants to be put in place for the next 3 weeks. Paul Gallagher is General Manager of Buswell's Hotel in Dublin. How is this going to impact on your business?
That's going to be very difficult, Matt. It means that I have no outdoor space for dining, which means my hotel will now not be able to serve anybody unless they're actually resident in the hotel. And I suppose until they get real guidelines and guidance as to how we're supposed to operate, we're kind of in the dark, to be honest.
And do you have many residents at present? Are many people coming to stay in Dublin?
I'd love to tell you I was full. I'm not. The hotel has really struggled since we opened on the 29th of June. We're running about 12% occupancy. I think I have about 7 rooms in tonight. I might have 8. That's how quiet it is for a 70-bedroom hotel. So clearly, we are really finding it difficult here in Dublin for a number of reasons, but these additional restrictions are really going to be very difficult for the industry in Dublin, but it's also going to impact the rest of the industry outside of Dublin.
In what way?
Well, if Dublin people can't leave the county, and generally speaking in country hotels outside of Dublin, the lion's share of weekend business that goes to those hotels comes from Dublin. So a typical resort hotel would have between 30 and 50% of its customers the weekend would be Dublin clients. They will now not be allowed to travel, and those hotels will have high and very significant cancellations, I'm sure, coming pretty quick and fast from now over the next number of days.
That said, if somebody from Dublin was to turn up at a hotel anywhere in the country at present, do you think would they be welcomed?
Well, I mean, hoteliers have to follow the guidelines. We aren't a police force. We are supposed to be in hospitality, although you'd wonder because we're not allowed to do our jobs because most of our hotel facilities are now kind of closed. So I don't think hoteliers will stop Dublin people arriving into hotels. You could have a Dublin accent and live in Mayo, so how will we know where you're from? So, but look, we will work with the government to make sure we do our part to make everything right. Although you'd have to say that the hospitality industry has been singled out as the one that's going to be the economic front line in COVID. And as such, our businesses are on the verge of collapse.
Paul Gallagher from Buswell's Hotel, thank you for joining us. Padraig Cribben from the Vintners Federation of Ireland. The majority of your members are outside of Dublin. But could you see them welcoming people from Dublin into their pubs and restaurants from tonight?
As Paul said there, Matt, you know, we are not police people. And, you know, if people arrive, you don't know. You can have somebody, as Paul said, with a Dublin accent. You don't know where they're from. And you've got to address them and accept them in good faith. But it does put everybody in an invidious position. But, you know, this is really a disaster of government and NPHET's making.
Why is it a disaster? Because they would argue that they have a public health emergency that they have to face down and that this is, in their judgment, the best way of actually trying to stop the increase in the spread of COVID-19.
I'll tell you why it's a disaster. 3 weeks ago, we were told that we would get a roadmap in this week. We would get a roadmap and it would be very clear. People would know, they could plan, they would know where they would be on that roadmap. Last week, we were told very, very clearly that pubs would no longer be treated differently than any other business. The roadmap was produced on Tuesday, and 3 days later, we have a situation where pubs that do food in Dublin are on stage four, even though everybody else is on stage three, and pubs that don't do food are on stage five. And essentially, we have a situation where government, if they're honest with themselves, and more importantly, if they're honest with us, they would take that roadmap, they'd tear it up, and they'd start again, because there is no clarity. You cannot plan. You have people being closed from midnight tonight. What are they going to do with stock of fresh food? What are they going to do with staff? It is a totally unacceptable situation. And we're also at the scene where, you know, we have to really begin to question some of the stuff that's coming from NPHET. That has to be questioned at this point in time. Because
on what basis? Because in fairness, you don't have a scientific background that the people in NPHET have to make their assessments and analysis.
That is correct. We don't. But it looks like as if they don't either in some respects. Because if you look at what has happened across Europe, and I suspect that the science doesn't change when it arrives in Ireland. Oh, in Europe, pubs have been opened since way back in June. But we have decided here, or NPHET has decided, not the government really, NPHET have decided that pubs should stay closed. Even if you look at today, you had the extraordinary situation of Professor Philip Nolan saying that public health do not know where these cases are coming from and really don't need to know. Which is extraordinary. Then he was asked about the closure of pubs and restaurants, and he said there is lots of international evidence. When they were asked for that international evidence weeks ago, what we got was a Google search. So I suspect that in many cases, they're not relying on science. They're relying on what way the wind is blowing, and that's not good enough. Because what they're actually doing is they're putting businesses out of business. They're putting people on the dole, and they're actually confining viable businesses to the scrap heap.
Okay, you represent publicans outside of Dublin, but
that's
I'd
correct.
Say you then have a lot of contact with the Licensed Fitness Association. What do you think people in businesses in Dublin should learn from the experience of Kildare, Laois and Offaly when they were locked down again? How much damage did that actually do to the pubs that are operating as restaurants and two restaurants?
It created enormous damage because on a number of fronts, the first thing, as I said, they had an enormous amount. I spoke to one publican who was doing food who had about €10,000 worth of stock in. Now, not all of that was lost, but some of it certainly was. If you have a name for fresh food, so that's one specific area. But also, what happens then is the confidence of the consumer is broken. And in that respect, it's hard to get that back again. But it's the mental anguish it creates, it's the financial anguish it creates, and it really you get to the stage where people have lost confidence in where they're going to be in a week's time or 3 weeks' time or whatever.
Padraig Cribben from the Fitness Federation of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM. Listener says, I had a hotel cancel on me in Kerry when Kildare, Laois and Offaly were locked down because my address was in Laois. If Dublin people are not refused, that clears surely that it's an economic preference, not health. More Dublin customers, more money. A lot of people are pointing out that simply all hotels have to do are B&Bs when people arrive is ask for an address. And if that address is Dublin, well, then they are entitled to say no. But will they say no? Would you really turn back somebody from Dublin, tell them to go home in case they're bringing the illness with them, although those people may have no symptoms or carry no illness whatsoever? What a difficult one this actually is. Another one here. Your government bias is literally oozing out of my radio. Stop with the propaganda and do your duty to the people of Ireland or don't. The people will remember. And there's a tricolour with it as well. There's no government bias on this programme. Indeed, we're often accused of having an anti-government bias. We just try and ask as many questions as possible with people who were informed and try and get as much information to allow you to make up your own mind. Maybe it's going to confirm your own biases. Maybe it's not.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.